Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 245, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives at Udupi. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at Udupi, the place of Madhvacharya, where the philosophers known as Tattvavadis resided. There he saw the deity of Lord Krishna, and became mad with ecstasy. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sripad Madhvacharya took his birth near Udupi, which is situated in the South Kanara district of South India, just west of Sayadri. This is the chief city of the South Kanara province and is near the city of Mangalore, which is situated in the south of Udupi. Near the city of Udupi is a place called Pajaka Kshetra, where Madhvacharya took his birth in a Shivali Brahmana dynasty as the son of Madhyagheha Bhatta in the year 1040 Shakabda, which is AD 1118. According to some, he was born in the year 1660 Shakabda, AD 1238. In his childhood, Madhvacharya was known as Vasudeva, and there are some wonderful stories surrounding him. It is said that once, when his father had piled up many debts, Madhvacharya converted tamarind seeds into actual coins to pay them off. When he was 5 years old, he was offered the sacred thread. A demon named Maniman lived near his abode in the form of a snake. And at the age of 5, Madhvacharya killed that snake with the toe of his left foot. When his mother was very much disturbed, he would appear before her in one jump. He was a great scholar, even in childhood, and although his father did not agree, he accepted sannyas at the age of 12. Upon receiving sannyas from Achyuta Preksha, he received the name Purna Pragya Tirtha. After traveling all over India, he finally discussed scriptures with Vidyashankara, the exalted leader of Sringari Math. Vidyashankara was actually diminished in the presence of Madhvacharya. Accompanied by Satyatirtha, Madhvacharya went to Badrikashram. It was there that he met Vyasadeva and explained his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita before him. Thus, he became a great scholar by studying before Vyasadeva. By the time he came to the Ananda Math from Badrikashram, Madhvacharya had finished his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. His companion, Satyatirtha, wrote down the entire commentary. When Madhvacharya returned from Badrikashram, he went to Ganjama, which is on the bank of the river Godavari. There he met with two learned scholars named Shobhanabhatta and Swami Shastri. Later, these scholars became known in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya as Padmanabh Tirtha and Narahari Tirtha. When he returned to Udupi, he would sometimes bathe in the ocean. On such an occasion, he composed a prayer in 5 chapters. Once, while sitting beside the sea engrossed in meditation upon Lord Sri Krishna, he saw that a large boat containing goods for Dwarka was in danger. He gave some signs by which the boat could approach the shore, and it was saved. The owners of the boat wanted to give him a present, and at the time, Madhvacharya agreed to take some Gopi Chandan. He received a big lump of Gopi Chandan, and as it was being brought to him, it broke apart and revealed the large deity of Lord Krishna. The deity had a stick in one hand and a lump of food in the other. As soon as Madhvacharya received the deity of Krishna in this way, he composed a prayer. The deity was so heavy that not even 30 people could lift it. Yet Madhvacharya personally brought the deity to Udupi. 8 of Madhvacharya's sannyas disciples became directors of his 8 monasteries. Worship of Lord Krishna deity is still going on at Udupi according to the plans Madhvacharya established. Madhvacharya then for a second time visited Badrikashram. While he was passing through Maharashtra, the local king was digging a big lake for the public benefit. As Madhvacharya passed through that area with his disciples, he was also obliged to help in the excavation. After some time, when Madhvacharya visited the king, he engaged the king in that work and departed with his disciples. Often in the province of Ganga Pradesh, there were fights between Hindus and Muslims. The Hindus were on one bank of the river and the Muslims on the other. Due to the community tension, no boat was available for crossing the river. The Muslim soldiers were always stopping passages on the other side, but Madhvacharya did not care for these soldiers. He crossed the river anyway, and when he met the soldiers on the other side, he was brought before the king. The Muslim king was so pleased with him that he wanted to give him a kingdom and some money, but Madhvacharya refused. While walking on the road, he was attacked by some dacoits, but by his bodily strength, he killed them all. When his companion Satyatirtha was attacked by a tiger, Madhvacharya separated them by virtue of his great strength. When he met Vyasadeva, he received from him the Shalagram Shila, known as Ashtamurti. After this, he summarized the Mahabharata. Madhvacharya's devotion to the Lord and his erudite scholarship became known throughout India. Consequently, the owners of Sringeri Math, established by Shankaracharya, became a little perturbed. At that time, the followers of Shankaracharya were afraid of Madhvacharya's rising power, and they began to tease Madhvacharya's disciples in many ways. There was even an attempt to prove that the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya was not in line with Vedic principles. A person named Pundarik Puri, a follower of the Mayavad philosophy of Shankaracharya, came before Madhvacharya to discuss the Shastras. It is said that all of Madhvacharya's books were taken away, but later they were found with the help of King Jaisingha, ruler of Kumla. In discussion, Pundarik Puri was defeated by Madhvacharya. A great personality named Trivikramacharya, who was a resident of Vishnu Mangal, became Madhvacharya's disciple, and his son later became Narayanacharya, the composer of Sri Madhva Vijay. After the death of Trivikramacharya, the younger brother of Narayanacharya took sannyas and later became known as Vishnutirtha. It was reputed that there was no limit to the bodily strength of Purnapragya Madhvacharya. There was a person named Kadanjari, who was famed for possessing the strength of 30 men. Madhvacharya placed the big toe of his foot upon the ground and asked the man to separate it from the ground, but the great strong man could not do so even after great effort. Sri Madhvacharya passed from this material world at the age of 80 while writing a commentary in the Aitareya Upanishad. For further information about Madhvacharya, one should read Madhva Vijay by Narayanacharya. The Acharyas of the Madhva Sampradaya established Udupi as the chief center, and the monastery there was known as Uttararadimat. A list of the different centers of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya can be found at Udupi, and their math commanders are Vishnutirtha, Shodamat, Janardantirtha, Krishnapuramat, Vamanatirtha, Kanormat, Nisringatirtha, Adammaramat, Upendratirtha, Putugimat, Ramatirtha, Shirushamat, Rishikeshatirtha, Palimaramat, and Akshobhya Tirtha Pejwaramat. The disciplic succession of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya is as follows. The dates are those of birth in the Sakabda era. For Christian era dates, add 78 years. 1. Hamsa Paramatma. 2. Chaturmukhi Brahma. 3. Sanakadi. 4. Durvasa. 5. Gyananidhi. 6. Garuda Vahana. 7. Kaivalya Tirtha, 8, Ganesha Tirtha, 9, Paratirtha, 10, Satya Pragya Tirtha, 11, Pragya Tirtha, 12, Achyuta Prekshacharja Tirtha, 13, Sri Madhvacharja, 1040 Sakha, 14, Padmanabh, 1120 Sakha, Narahari, 1127, Madhva, 1136, and Akshobhya, 1159, 15, Jayatirtha, 1167, 16, Vidyadhiraj, 1190, 17, Kavindra, 1255, 18, Vagis, 1261, 19, Ramachandra, 1269, 20, Vidyanidhi, 1298, 21, Sri Raghunath, 1366, 22, Rayuvarya, who spoke with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 1424, 23, Raghutama, 1471, 24, Vedavyas, 1517, 25, Vidyadisa, 1541, 26 is Vedanidhi, 1553, 27, Satyavrata, 1557, 28, Satyanidhi, 1560, 29, Satyanat, 1582, 30, Satyabhinava, 1595, 31, Satyapurna, 1628, 32, Satyavijay, 1648, 33, Satyapriya, 1659, 34, Satyabodha, 1666, 35, Satyasandha, 1705, 36, Satyavada, 1716, 37, Satyadharma, 1719, 38, Satyasankalpa, 1752, 39, Satyasantushta, 1763, 40, Satyaparayana, 1763, 41, Satyakam, 1785, 42, Satyesta, 1793, 43, Satyaparakrama, 1794, 44, Satyadira, 1801, 45, Satyadira Tirtha, 1808. After the 16th Acharya, Vidyadhiraj Tirtha, there was another disciplic succession, including Rajendra Tirtha, 1254, Vijayadwaj, Purushottam, Subramanya, and Vyasa Rai, 1470 to 1520. The 19th Acharya Ramachandra Tirtha had another disciplic succession, including Vidubendra, 1218, Jitamritra, 1348, Raghunandan, Surendra, Vijendra, Sadindra, and Raghavendra Tirtha, 1545. To date, in the Udupi Monastery, there are another 14 Madhva Tirtha sannyasis. As stated, Udupi is situated beside the sea in South Kannada, about 36 miles north of Mangalore. Most of the information in this purport is available from the South Kannada Manual and the Bombay Gazette. We'll read just a little bit more. Continuing. While at the Udupi Monastery, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Nataka Gopal, dancing Gopal, a most beautiful deity. This deity appeared to Madhvacharya in a dream. Gopi Chandan Tale Achila Dingate Madhvacharya Se Krishna Paila Kona Mate. Madhvacharya had somehow or another acquired the deity of Krishna from a heap of Gopi Chandan and had been that had been transported in a boat. Madhvacharya brought this dancing Gopal deity to Udupi and installed him in the temple. To date, the followers of Madhvacharya, known as Tattvavadis, worship this deity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in seeing this beautiful form of Gopal. For a long time, he danced and chanted in ecstatic love. When the Tattvavadi Vaishnavas first saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they considered him a Mayavadi sannyasi. Therefore, they did not talk to him. Later, after seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, they were struck with wonder. Then, considering him a Vaishnava, they gave him a nice reception. So we shall end here, and very soon, Krishna willing, we shall continue. Hare Krishna.